Good morning to everybody that has tuned in again.
Sinibingelela nonke esinilalele ke manje.
We heartily welcome all of you.
Sinibukela nonke ngenhliziyo ezinhle.
And we hope that this service and this series of services in this week will be a special blessing to everybody.
Siyethemba futhi ukuthi lenkonzo naloluhidelwe inkonzo kuleli sonto zizoba isibusiso kuwena.
Before we carry on, let us pray.
Ngaphambi kubeke ake sithandaze.
Lord Jesus, once again, you have made a way for us to meet like this.
Nkosi Jesu uphindile futhi wayenza indlela ukuba sihlangane ngale ndlela.
We thank you for bringing us together, even though we aren't physically together.
Siyakubonga Nkosi ukusihlanganisa noma singahlangene ngokwemzimba.
Thank you for what you want to teach us through this time.
Siyabonga nalokho ofisa ukusifundisa kukho, ofisa ukusifundisa khona kuso lesikhathi.
Give us receptive hearts and minds that we can understand what you want from us.
Sicela usiphe inhliziyo eyimukelayo nengqondo ukuze siqonde lokho Nkosi ofuna ukusho.
Amen.
Amen.
As I was thinking about the theme for this service, which says for such a time as this,
ngenkathi ngicabanga ngesihloko salezi inkonzo esithi izikhathini ezinjengalezi,
I was reminded about a verse in 1 Chronicles 12 verse 32.
Yengakhumbula ivesi elisencwadini yokuqala yezikronike sahluko seshumi nambili ivesi lamashumi amathathu nambili.
Which says, and the men of Issachar who understood the times and who knew what Israel ought to do.
Elithi abantu bakwa Isakare ababeqonda izikhathi bazi ukuthi u-Israyeli kumele enzeni.
And that's all we know about those people then.
Ilogo kuphele sikuzwayo ngalabo bantu ngaleso sikhathi.
But it's written that they knew the time they lived in and they knew what Israel had to do.
Kodwa kuthiwa bebesazi isikhathi abaphila kusona, bazi futhi ukuthi u-Israel kumele enzeni.
So last night you heard
izolo ke kusihlwa uzwile
from Anthu Mkhulu and from the service.
Uzwile ngo-Anthu Mkhulu wezwa futhi nangenkonzo.
The time that we live in
isikhathi esiphila kuzona.
And if you listen carefully today and the rest of the services,
mawulalelisise kahle namhlanje nalezi inkonzo zonke isazoqhamuka,
you will get a better understanding of the time you live in.
Uzoziqonda kangcono izikhathi esiphila kuzona.
And you will then know how to live in this time.
Khona ke uzokwazi ukuthi kumele uphile kanjani kulesi sikhathi.
So we will have a Romanian choir that will sing two songs for us.
Ikhwaya ke lase Romania lizosiculela amaculo amabili.
And thereafter, we will leave the service over to Babu Ngubane.
Besimvaka lokho esishiyela inkonzo kuBabu Ngubane.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
Gestern, 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 Gest Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi asenze lokuhle okufana nalokhu bantu abasha.
We thank the Lord that he has done a wonderful deed for us young people.
Nginibingelele bantu abasha kuzona zonke indawo lapho nikhona ngalesi sikhathi.
Young people, I greet you there where you are during this time.
Asinibone ngamehlo enyama kodwa siyanibona ngamehlo enhliziyo.
We don't see you with our eyes, but with our hearts we see you.
Ubani owayazi ukuthi koshaya lesikhathi kusenje sasicabanga ukuthi into edlulayo nje eduzane sobe sikwazi ukuhlangana njengokujwayelekile.
Who would have thought that now we would still not be able to meet? We thought it might just have been something for a short while, but it is still carrying on.
Kodwa ke siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi nangaso lesi sikhathi usasiphele indlela ukuthi yona singaxhumana ngayo, iyona futhi esingabonana ngayo.
That is why we thank the Lord that even now the Lord has provided this means that we are able to meet and gather together.
Sibonge kakhulu kulona ikhwaya ebelisiculela elilena eRomania phesheya. Siyabonga kakhulu.
And to the choir from Romania overseas, thank you very much.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngani futhi sithi uNkulunkulu angigcine nithembekile kuyena nihlezi kuyena. Siyanthanda kakhulu.
We thank the Lord for you, and may the Lord continue to keep you as you serve him and remain in him.
Kanjalo futhi nani bantu abasha endaweni eningi emazweni amaningi ngengebalule ngegama hleze ngenza iphutha kube khona ngilishiyayo.
And to all the young people all over the world, I don't want to mention the places in case I forget you.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoba umfundisi wale ekhaya ukuthi inhliziyo yakhe ngevangeli selokhu kwaba yilokho kuze kube manje ukhathalela imphefumulo, ukukhathalela abantu ukuba basindiswe, ukukhathalela abantu abasha balithole ivangeli.
And we thank the Lord for Reverend Stegen, who received the call those many years back and is still fulfilling that call, that desire to see souls meeting up with the Lord.
Kwinto kuyinhlanhla kumuso ngakanani ukuhlala eduze nomuntu onhliziyo yakhe ifuna uNkulunkulu ngaso sonke isikhathi.
What a privilege it is to remain close to a man whose heart is close to God at all times.
Noma kunzima, noma kukubi, noma izinto zingamvuni, kube ngathi kokuningi kumelene naye, kodwa ubheke phambili, akakhohliwe ubizo lwakhe nalokho uNkulunkulu amsusela khona kubazali bakhe kubamenzele khona.
Whatever temptations, whatever hardships come, all you see is that his eyes are fixed on God and is true to that calling which even called him away from his parents and true to God.
Ntomkhulu, siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngawe. Siyabonga intshisekelo yakho ngevangeli. Kushisekelela abantu abasha bamthola uNkulunkulu. Awu, angazi ukuthi singathini. Kodwa enhlizweni yami ufika lokho nje ukuthi ngithi siyabonga mbuyazi qhubeka uNkulunkulu uzoba nawe uNkulunkulu futhi nawe qhubekele phambili.
And Antomkhulu, on your heart you have a desire for the young people. You have a yearning for people to meet up with God, and we thank you very much. In my heart is just a big thank you that you have remained faithful and that you serve the Lord with all your heart.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu yena oveza indlela avula umgwaqo la ubungekho khona kube khona izinto ezenzakalayo kube khona abantu abaningi abasizakalayo nangazo lezi inkonzo nangakho lokhu kuhlangana bahlangane kanje ukuba abantu abaningi noma ngabe kulephezwe ukwazi ukuthi ukuzwa ukuthi kwenzakalani lapha eNingizimu neAfrika kwasiza abantu.
And we thank the Lord who shows the way, a means in a way that we are able to proclaim the gospel to people all over the world so that they can be helped.
Isihloko esiyisimanga lesi bantu abasha sayinkonzo esinaso kulesi sikhathi.
The theme we have for this service at this time is amazing.
Umuthula nokuthula ngalesi sikhathi.
If you think and are quiet about this time,
uma uthula nokuthula incwadi kaEsther 4:14.
For if you keep silent at this time,
sizwile ngomphathi ohlelo ekhuluma ngezikhathi. Kubalekile ukuqaphela isikhathi.
We have heard the MC showing us the importance of understanding the time that you are in.
Bantu abasha ngazi ukuthi siyaqonda yini ukuthi kusikhathi sini lesi emhlabeni esiphila kuyona.
Young people, I don't know if you understand what time it is that we are living in.
Uyaqonda yini okwenzeka eduze kwakho kulesi sikhathi esiphila kusona na?
Do you understand and grasp that which is happening close to you during this time?
Uyayiqaphela yini izinto eziguquka ishintsha phambi kwamehlo akho?
Are you able to see how things are changing before your eyes?
Mhlambe nini bancane nake anaze kodwa osekhulile uyabona ukuthi zashintsha izinto osibhekile emehlweni ethu.
Maybe the young ones don't grasp, but those that are older can see things changing before our eyes.
Bayabona kusafani.
You can see it's not the same anymore.
Izinto ayisenzeki ngendlela ebezenzeka ngayo esikhathini esedlule.
Things are not happening and like they used to in times gone by.
Isikhathi siyashesha.
Time is at a fast speed.
Ngesikhashana esincane nje ususele sebekushilo, usele emuva. Okwayizolo sekokwayizolo sekubhekwe kwanamhlanje.
All happens so quickly. That which was yesterday is suddenly old. There is something new that has arisen.
Izinto eziza nekhathi ezinye zazo zinhle, ezinye zazo zimbi ngempela ngempela.
Things that spring up at the time, some are good and some are yet very, very evil.
Futhi okumangalisayo ukuthi lokho kubi ikhona kwandayo ikhona okuningi kakhulu kunokuhle.
But the amazing thing is that which is evil overtakes and is more than the good.
Awubheke nje indlela lesixhumana ngayo, technology lena esixhumana ngayo ukuthi kuhle kangakanani ukuba sixhumane sikho sikwazi ukuthi sizwe inkonzo ndawonye. Kuyinto eyisimanga leyo.
Just look at the technology that we have, that we are able to meet and have these services. That is wonderful.
Kodwa thatha yona le technology lena lezi zinto esisebenzisayo, bona umonakalo esizwenzile ezimpilweni zabaningi, kuba abasha, kungebona abasha kuphela, ngisho nabadala.
But look at this technology and see the harm that it has done, not just among the children but among the older people as well.
Buka njena indlela abasha abaphila ngayo, buka indlela abanye abaphikisana ngayo nabantu abadala, usuyahluleka ukuhlukanisa manje ubani omdala ubani oyingane.
And look at the young people, the way that they live and the way that they argue even with the people that are older than them, and you don't know who's the elder, who's the young one.
Ingane emndenini ifuna ukuveza ukuthi zona zazi kangakanani kunomzali, umzali ifuna ukumphikisa khona lapho esathi uyakhuluma.
And the children want to show their parents that they also know, and as the parent is talking, they just interrupt them.
Ingane ifuna ukuveza ukuthi hayi thina sizizukulwane se technology, thina wena wesidala wazi lutho.
Children, want to prove we are in the generation that knows technology, you know nothing. That is why they want to voice their opinion. They want to show themselves as important in the family. And you as a parent come and you reprimand and you say this is wrong, and then the child can even take you and your parent will end up by the police. And you want to help reprimand, but because of the times you can end up being in prison. And that shows us at what time we live
in.
But God has chosen us that we are able to live in this time and see these things happening before us.
Ntomusha uNkulunkulu ukhethe wena lapho khona, ukhethe mina lapho engikhona.
Young person, God has chosen you to live there where you are. God has chosen me to live where I am. There is no mistake that you find yourself in the place you are at the moment. Do not see yourself as alone. There's no one there with you. Do not lose courage. And you think yourself you are like a bat. You don't know where you fit in among all the birds.
Ubona ngathi ushiyeke wedwa njena abantu emhlabeni baphila ngendlela abaphila ngayo mina.
You find yourself alone. The people of this world living as they want, and you ask, what about me? And you see how people speak, the slang that they use. You do not fit in. You don't know how to do it, and you feel out.
Ubona mhlamba abanye indlela abagqoke ngayo, how kwangathi mina ngedwa nje mawuyintomazane, mina ngedwa nje engiqoka isketi, abanye bonke behamba ngezincazi, kusaphila na, khamba ngakho na.
And the way that you dress, you find yourself, you might be a girl and you are the only one with the dress among all the pants, and you feel, where do I stand?
And
they refer to you as someone who is old age, and you think, am I like a pet? Am I not able to fit in?
Ungamangali yini mina ngiphile kanje.
But do not be alarmed if you find yourself alone and different, because there are also those that get asked, why are you so different?
Ungadidwa igama lokuthi bayakholwa nabo.
And do not be confused by this, that they are, say they are also Christians. God has put you there among other believers so that you are not confused and you are able to stand for Him.
And
God has put you there to be a light, Because they will ask, but this one's attitude is different. This one's morals are different. God has put you there so that people can ask those questions.
Amazwi akhulunywa uMordekhayi ewakhuluma kuEster. Amazwi anyakazisayo. Umuthula wena nokuthula kulesi sikhathi ungenze lutho wazingani. Ngoba na uzoyitshela ukuthi uphephile ngoba usesigodlweni kanti mabesibulala thina bazokubulala nawe.
The words that Mordecai spoke to Esther were amazing words. For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will come to the Jews in a different way. Do you think that because you are in the palace that you will be treated differently?
Ungacabangi ukuthi wena ngoba usesigodlweni awukungihambela kahle mina ngiswele lutho ngidle ngikuthandayo musu khohlwa ulapha esigodlweni wena ungumJuda awufani nabanye abantu.
Don't think because you live in the palace, you eat the food of the palace, that you will be treated differently. You are also part of the Jews.
Ungasho ukuthi hayi mina hayi ngiyezwa nje ukhulunywa lapha nalapha kuthiwa yahlupheka amanye amajuda lapha nalapha yana hayi mina kungithinti ngalothi ugoqa izandla wazingani ngoba mabebulawa bona abana kukushiya nawe.
When you hear that Jews are being persecuted and being killed there and there, don't think that you will be kept safe because they might come for you as well.
Bantabasha kulesi sikhathi kubiza abantu abanesibindi abazosukuma balimela iqiniso bakumela ukukholwa endaweni abakuzona.
At the time like this, young people, we need those who are courageous to stand fast there where they are.
Uma ngakhuluma nawe wena owalithola ivangeli wakuthola ukusindiswa uNkulunkulu uthembe wena la ukhona mana limele iqiniso limele ivangeli.
I speak to you who have received this gospel, who have received this salvation, stand fast, stand true to the Lord.
Musu kufana nabo, musu kwenza njengabo, musu kukhuluma njengabo.
Do not conform to their ways. Do not speak the way they speak. Do not act the way they act.
Futhi ungabalingisi, ungazami nakancane ukuyela ngakubona, ulunge wilokho ekhona, ulunge wena ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu.
Do not imitate them. Do not lean towards their side. As you are perfect as God's child.
Lalela uNkulunkulu kulesi sikhathi, iba umhlobo neBhayibheli, funda iBhayibheli lakho, uthini uNkulunkulu kuwena ngalesi sikhathi.
Be a child of God. May God's word be a companion to you. What does God's word tell you to do in this time?
Ngike ngasho ukuthi siphile esikhathini esilukhulu, isikhathi esibi. Angicabangi ukuthi sake sakhona esinje ngaphambilini.
As I said, we live in a difficult time, and I do not think there was ever a time as bad as now.
Kodwa kuyiso sona lesi sikhathi lapho uNkulunkulu ebheke bona Esther, lapho uNkulunkulu ebheke bona Mordecai, abazoma bengakhohlwa ukuthi bona bangobani, bavelaphi, zikuphi impande zabo.
It is at a time like this that the Lord asks, where are the Esters? Where are the Mordecais? Where are your roots grown into?
Inkinga yethu kulesi sikhathi sinabantu ngisho enkonzweni abasenkonzweni kodwa bangenazi impande abangabambelele nawo ndawo fika lo moyo oshona le ubathatha qhamuka umoya oqhamuka ngala ubathatha abakwazi ukuma imedwaleni ngimi kokaNkulunkulu anginagudluka anginakuya ndawo.
The problem is that within our congregations we have people whose roots have not gone deep. A wind comes and blows this way, that's why they go. It blows the other way, they follow wherever the wind takes them.
Kuyilesi sikhathi uNkulunkulu adinga wena adinga mina. Sizokwenza njani ngalesi sikhathi? Sizomphilela yini uNkulunkulu sizoba isibonelo yini ngalesi sikhathi.
At a time like this, this is where God needs us. How will we live? Will we live for God during this time?
Ikho lokho kwamnyakazisa u-Esther wanyakaza wasuka wakhohla ukuthi usesigodlweni wakhumbula amazwi wabona ukuthi naye khona okumele ukuthi akwenze engxenyeni yakhe.
And it is this which moved Esther. She realized that she was in the palace, but she had to act and do something.
Wafika endaweni yokuthi kumele ukuba ngisukume noma kungibiza ukuthi ngibhubhe, mangibhubha so what? Ngona ngiqhubeke ngenze lokho kwintando kaNkulunkulu.
It calls me to rise up, and if I perish, I perish. So what? I need to do that which God has called me to.
Uma empilweni yakho yokholwa ungakafinyeleli kuleyo ndawo ukuthi ukholwa kwakho kube ngokujulile. Ngoba ungacabanga ukuthi mangabe size ekholweni kusuke kuzodliwa amaswidi nje. Uhlangana nezinto, uhlangana nezingqinamba, kubiza ukuthi watholani, wazuzani evangelini leNkosi yethu Jesu na.
If your life, your faith has not gone deep, then you have not experienced a true faith. Because in that faith, you get asked the question, are you able to stand firm to that which you believe? Are you able to stand and do that which God asks of you?
Lalelisisa kahle mntomusha nawe mntomdala. Sikhona isikhathi sokuthula du. Kanti sikhona isikhathi sokukhuluma ngempela makudingeka ukuthi ukhulume.
Young person and all the people listening, listen carefully. There is a time to keep as quiet as a mouse, and yet there is a time when you need to speak and act.
Ngalesi sikhathi kwakumele ukuba izwakale kubonakale ukwenza kuka Esther elapha esendaweni engcono. Engaguqula inkosi lena akayiganile ezinqumweni zakhe aseyinqumile eseyinqunyiwe ngoJuda.
There was a time where Esther, there where she found herself, where she was able to go to the king and able to change that decision that had been made about the Jews.
Ngakho ke kwakumele ukuba sukume. Kwakumele ukuba kube khona okubonakalayo akwenza njengoba akwenza u-Esther.
And she had to rise up. She had to do something as we saw what Esther did.
Ngokwenza kwakhe u-Esther sithi lesizulu zaphenduka ikhuni obekungaphambili kwabheka emuva obekusemuva kwaphambili manje.
What Esther did, she was able to turn things upside down, back to front. That which was facing forward, faced back, and back changed to face forward.
Lokho kwakuzobe hlelo kubi ngokusukuma kwakhe, ngokwenza kwakhe. Ngithi uNkulunkulu waye kanye naye zashintsha izinto. Hey, lokho kwenzela umuntu ukuthi ufuna ukuthi umuntu afe. Lezo yifisa ezimbo yifisela omunye umuntu. Lokho kufisela umuntu okubi ungakhohlwa kuyophendukela wena ngelinye ilanga.
She was able to get up with the Lord's help, and she was able to turn the tables on that which was planned for the Jews. Now you remember, if you have evil thoughts and you want to someone to die, that will sometimes not happen, and what will happen? It will turn up and face you.
Bakhona abantu abafisela abanye abantu izinto ezimbi.
There are those who wish evil upon the next person.
Bakhona abantu abangamfiseli nakanye nje umuntu okuhle okuvela kuNkulunkulu.
There are some that not once wish something good, something which comes from God, on the next person.
Uyokusiza ukuba uthathe ithuba ufundisise ubone. Hey, we Haman. Lezi zinto obuyifisela uMordekhayi ukuba zimehlele. Yashintsha indaba. Lokho kubo obukufisela omunye, ikhona kanye ngqo osekuzokwenzeka kuwe.
Take time. Just think about it. Haman, that which you wished upon the Jews, the tables turned, and that is what happened to you.
Kukhona abantu abanenhliziyo embi.
There are those who have an evil heart.
Kukhona abantu abanenhliziyo enamagqubu.
A heart with grudges.
Kukhona abantu abanenhliziyo engathetheleli.
There are people who have a heart that does not forgive.
Kukhona abantu abafisa ukuzwisa ubuhlungu umuntu kuze kube sekufeni.
There are those that wish pain on the next person, even if it causes their death.
Kodwa ngifuna ukukutshela lokho kubi ofisela omunye umuntu yikho kanye okuzokwehlela wena.
And let me tell you this, that evil which you wish upon the next person will end up happening to you.
Mhlobo wami, mhlambe nawe uyabona, mhlambe uyasebenza, mhlambe sekuyiminyaka usebenza, mhlambe sekuyiminyaka mhlambe ishumi, mhlambe iminyaka mhlambe ishumi nambili, kade waqala usebenza. Sonke lesi sikhathi mawuthi uyabheka, uyabuka nje ukuthi hawu, kodwa mina kanjani? Kwangathi ngisebenzelise nje angiboni akubonakali engikusebenzayo asikho isibusiso.
My friend, maybe you are working and you have been working for over 10 years and you look back and you say there's no blessing on what I do, I am working in vain.
Mhlawumbe uyabona abanye owaqala nabo bayathuthuka. Mhlambe nafunda kanye na esikoleni sinye. Naze nahamba naya mhlambe ema university nasebenza naphasa. Waqala wasebenza. Kodwa selokhu wasebenza mhlobo wami akubonakala ukuthi usebenzelani. Usebenzela akubuke akubonakala ukuthi ikhona inqubekela phambili noma cha.
Maybe there are some that you are working with that you went to school together with. Then to university, then you started your jobs. They are successful, and yet whatever you do, you are not successful.
Zibuze, yini bephumelela kodwa mina ngingaphumeleli na?
Ask yourself this, why are they successful and why do I not succeed?
Yini bona baphumelele mina ngingaphumeleli na?
Why do they succeed and I do not succeed?
Yini imfihlo yabo ekuphumeleleni kwabo kunami ngithi ngiyazama ngingaphumeleli na?
What is their secret to their success and I am not succeeding?
Mhlobo wami angifuni ukukhohlisa indaba isenhlizweni. Makukhona amagqubu enhlizweni awunawo uyandawo awunakuphumelela.
My friend, I do not want to deceive you. The matter lies within the heart. If you have a grudge, you will not succeed.
Uma kukhona izono enhlizweni yakho, ingalungiswanga leyo ndaba phakathi kwakho noNkulunkulu, mhlobo wami, usabona ukuhlupheka wena, usazohlupheka kakhulu kunaqala.
If there is still sin in your heart, that which you have not made right with God, if you think you are suffering now, it's only a start. You will still see lots more suffering.
Uhamba komuntu nenhliziyo zono zakhe zingathethelelwe. Lo muntu esindwa akayindawo ekuphileni kulelizwe nakwelizayo akayindawo.
Someone who still has sin in their heart, it weighs them down. And they are not going anywhere in this life and the life to come.
Umuthula nokuthula kulesi sikhathi. Wazingani ukuthi wena lokho kuzokwehlela abajuda kuzokwehlela wena na?
If you keep silent at a time like this, what tells you that you will not suffer together with the other Jews?
Mntwana kaNkulunkulu mawuthula nokuthula ubona konakala eduze kwakho, ubona konakalela abazalwane eduze kwakho uthule wena, wazingani ukuthi kusasa akuzukuba ngawe na?
And if you keep silent, brethren, there where you are, you see your other brethren suffering next to you and you keep quiet. Who says that you will survive in the future?
Ngakho-ke, okusizayo nalala kusibizela khona, kusibizela endaweni yodwa yokuthi uNkulunkulu siyakudinga empilweni zethu, senzele umusa.
And what does all of this call us to do? We all call out to the Lord and say, Lord, we need you. We need you in our lives. Firstly, we need to know God.
Akufanele kube khona umuntu babantu abasha ozohamba kulelizwe, ozohamba kulomhlaba engazani nomdali wakhe, engazani noNkulunkulu.
Young people, there must be no one who walks on this earth and does not know their creator.
Ntomusha iyeke lengqondo yokuthi ukholwa kwinto yabantu abadala.
Young people, may this thought be banished from your head that being a believer is a thing of old people.
Ukholwa sikhona kwabantu abadala kuphela kwakho nawe mntomusha uJesu weza kwafika emhlabeni wafika lathina sonke akakhethanga muntu nabala lakhe nesigaba sakhe sokuphila sokuhamba kwakhe emhlabeni.
Faith and believing in God is something that was for all of us. Jesus came and died for our sins, for every race, for every person.
Ukuze sikwazi ukumela lo Nkulunkulu kubalekile ubasazane naye, sikwazi ukukhuluma kwakhe enhlizweni ekhuluma nenhliziyo zethu.
To stand up for this Lord, we need to know him and we need to hear his voice speaking to our hearts.
Futhi ekumazini kwethu lo Nkulunkulu akufanele ukuba simqashele, akumele ukuba sikufihle lokho, kumele ukuba kube sobala njengabaningi benu bathe bengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu bakufihla lokho.
And in us knowing our God, we must not keep it hidden and keep it a secret that we believe. Because there are those among you who said they were Christians and yet they kept it quiet.
Besaba ukuba babizwe ngokuthi bangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, babona ukuthi lelo gama libukeleka phansi kwabangakholwa, basebefuna ukuzenza nabo babe njengabantu abangakholwayo.
A name of knowing that you are a child of God was something that was despised by the world around them, and then they wanted to transform and be like the world.
Akumangalisiki ukuthi kungani utholakala usuyilento yona, awusabonakali nokuthi wake wakholwa, akusabonakali ukuthi waba umntwana kaNkulunkulu, thathwa imoya yonke eqhamukayo, kanti bekumele ulimele ivangeli, bekumele ukumele ukukholwa kwakho enkosini yethu uJesu Kristu.
And that is not surprising that you live the way that you live, that you can even say, well, one day I was a Christian, but the life that you live does not testify to that which you speak.
Kumnandi ukholwa evangelini lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
It is wonderful to believe in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngoba uJesu uyakwazi ukuyiguqula inhliziyo ngokupheleleyo.
Jesus is able to change a heart completely.
Uma umuntu esephendukile bantu abasha yaguquka impilo yakhe. Kuyabonakala. Kubonakala ngisho ebusweni, kubonakala ngisho emzimbeni.
If someone's life has been transformed by God, it is evident for all. It is evident in your face and in your life.
Bantu abasha, khohlwani lezi fundiso ezithi uNkulunkulu akanandaba ngengaphandle, uNkulunkulu unaka ngaphakathi.
Young people, forget about this teaching that God only looks at the inside and does not look at the outside.
Lezo yifundiso abantu abasha iveli kuNkulunkulu zivela kuSathane impela.
Those teachings do not come from God. They come straight from the devil.
Balekela lelo vangeli uNkulunkulu ubuka ngaphakathi akanandaba nengaphandle.
Flee from that gospel that God only sees the inside and does not look at the outside.
Wathi uJesu kubeka ngokusobala uthi bheka ngenza konke kube kusha ngoba mina ngingu Alpha no Omega.
Jesus puts it so clearly. See, I have made everything new. I am the Alpha and the Omega.
Uma sekudaleka okusha empilweni yomuntu angeke ufihle kubonakala nje. Ukhona okushintshile, khona okwenzekile empilweni yalomuntu.
If God has worked and transformed your heart, It is evident for all to see. God has changed this person.
It
is like a snake. As time goes by, that skin is shed, and there is a new skin that comes. If you walk in the wilderness, then suddenly you will find these scales of an old where a snake used to live in, and you can see that the old has been left behind and the new has continued. And that is why the old remains behind when the Lord, who says, "Look, I have made all new," has worked in your life. It is this Jesus who said, "I have come to save people from all their sins." If this Jesus comes into your heart, young girl, it is all evident for all to see that the old has passed away and new life has sprung forth. If we read out of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse
17.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Kanjalo uma umuntu ekuKristu isidalwa esisha okwaqala kudlulile bheka sekuvele okusha.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
Kudlulile okudala.
The old has passed away.
Sekuvele okusha manje.
A new creation has come.
Uyabonakala.
It is evident for all.
Ubonakala nangengaphandle.
The outside is seen.
Ubuso buzosho.
Your face will tell.
Isimo sakho sangaphandle emzimbeni siyosho.
And your manner outside will be evident.
Indlela okhuluma ngayo iyohluka.
The way that you speak will be different.
Ufikile uJesu wawenza umsebenzi enhlizweni.
Jesus has come and done his work in this young person, in this old person.
Kuyabonakala. Nobani nobani uyabona ukuthi ukhona umsebenzi omuhle owenziwe kulomuntu omusha, kulomuntu ohlangene noJesu.
A new creation, something wonderful has happened in this person's life.
UJesu wathatha le nhliziyo endala wafaka inhliziyo yenyama yakhishwa le nhliziyo yetshe.
This miracle has happened. God has entered into the heart, has taken this heart and made it a heart of flesh and removed this heart of stone. Is this not a miracle that God has done such wonderful things? An amazing thing that God can take this heart of stone. How many are there that have a rock-hard heart? How many are hard and bitter towards that which is of God? There are those that are ashamed. They cannot even pray before people.
Bakhona abantu abaningi abakwazi ukuhamba bephethe lencwadi ngoba bengayiphatha kanjani phakathi kwabantu banamahloni.
There are so many that do not carry this book because they are ashamed to do it among people.
Bakhona abantu abaningi abakholwayo abesabayo ukwenza ukukholwa phambi kwabangakholwa banamahloni.
There are those who call themselves believers and are ashamed to do that which a child of God does before unbelievers. But friends, if God has done that miracle in your heart, when God has worked in your heart, God has revealed this hard heart of stone. And Jesus has shown you how evil you are. And God has shown you what is needed in your life. And when Jesus shows you in your heart is this heart of stone, it needs to roll away so that a heart of flesh can enter. My friend, this heart of stone needs to be removed. This heart of flesh needs to come in so that God can speak to you and so that that which is of God can flourish in your life.
Asikwazi ukuphila nabantu njengabantu basezweni, asikwazi ukwenza izinto njengabantu basezweni.
We cannot live as people of this world and act as they do.
Njengoba ngengasho ukuthi ngaso sona lesi sikhathi, funakala ukuba qhame kubonakale nampa bangabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu phakathi kwesizukulwane sokungakholwa.
And that is why, as I said, in a time like this, children of God need to blossom, need to, the world needs to see that these are children of God. If ever there was a time where children of God needed to shine forth, it is this time. And it is this time where we need to show the people of the world, not this way, but this way. Those with a heart of stone, the way that they want to succeed, they think in the wrong way. People with a heart of stone, if they want to succeed, they murder people. They want to succeed. They steal from others. And they just want to get rich overnight. And they want to succeed overnight. They steal from other people. And above all, they even murder others and steal their things. It is something that we know. It is the life that is lived in this time. Women and children being abused, there has never been a time as bad as this. And why is it people have a heart of stone? They are unable to think good for the next person. They want all the fame to come to them. They want to be exalted by those who are lower down. They want themselves to be portrayed as greater than all the other people. And that is why they do not respect the life of another, only thinking of themselves. They do not know God, because they have a heart of stone. But what a miracle that God can work in a heart that is like that.
In Ezekiel 6:26,
the Lord says, I will remove this heart of stone within them. And I will put my spirit into them. And I will make them righteous people. And remove this heart of stone. And give them a heart of flesh. The one who was hard and stubborn will be seen as soft. The one who was rebellious to his parents, it will be evident that he was able to humble himself. Young people, you who oppose your parents, you don't even know what your mother is like. There are those children that have such a hard heart. You see them speaking, and yet they are 12, 13, 14. They have no respect for their parents, their grandmother. They cannot listen to what they say.
Lalela kahle mntomusha. UNkulunkulu akanandaba ukuthi ungakanani, umncane kangakanani, inhliziyo yakhe ilukhuni kangakanani. Yona le nhliziyo eyitshe.
Now you listen, young people. It is irrelevant how old you are. The Lord sees you and He wants to remove this heart of stone within you. The Lord Jesus wants to do a work in your heart, to remove this stone, this rock-hard stone.
Vuma, toba, yehla. Malguzuzwe, lelitjani lukuni, uguze kungene, inyama la, la uNkulunkulu ezosebenza khona kokuthambileyo kunokulukhuni.
Listen, obey, bow, humble yourself, that the Lord can work and do this work in your life and remove this heart of stone and put a heart of flesh.
Ngiyancenga umuntu omusha, ngiyancenga insizwa, ngiyancenga ntombi, yehla zithobe phansi kwesandla sinamandla sikaNkulunkulu.
I cry out to you, young children, girls, boys, bow down, humble yourself beneath God's hand, so that God can do this work.
You look
at your life that has been aged because of the things of this world that have been done to you. Now, bow down. May the Lord come in so that the Lord can do this work in your life and transform you.
Bheka lo msebenzi ongaka uJesu afisa ukuthi awenze empilweni yakho awenze ngawe ukuba umsebenzele.
See this great work that Jesus wants to do in your life so that he can use you and that you can fulfill God's plan in your life.
Uma ufunda incwadi ngoba isambulo uthi uJesu bheka ngime eminyango ngiyanqonqoza. Uma umuntu evula eminyango ngizongena ngibe kanye naye ngihlale naye ngidle naye.
In Psalms we read that the Lord says, or is it sorry, Revelation, where he says, I stand at the door and I knock, and I am waiting for you to open so that I can enter. God sees how long this heart of stone has been within your heart, and that is why he stands at the door and knocks and says, let me in so that I can change this, so that that which is old can be taken away.
UJesu ufuna ibonakale lento ukuthi impela uma umuntu ekuKristu wisidalwa sisha kudlulile okudala awudlulile lo yamoya okumelana udlulile lo yamoya ongathobi udlulile lo yamoya okungabekezeli udlulile lo yamoya okudelela khona okusha manje osekwenzekile kule nhliziyo.
Jesus wants to come into your heart so that he can transform you. This stubbornness, this always having your own opinion, not being able to bow, that you have always wanted your own way, that this can change and that God can change your heart.
Abanye abazali basenkingeni. Ingane yabo ihamba abazi noma izobuya ebusuku noma iyobuya ngakusasa. Alabas, we impela sonto nje, kambe kade aphunguka ekhaya, bambona ngalele alanga, futhi ngiyamangala ukuthi njengoba uhamba nje, ungabuyi usekhaya, uze ekhaya, bayahlupheka nabahlale duze kwakho, iphunga, lo muntu ongagezi, lo muntu ongashintshi impahla. Ungena kulomuzi uphume kulomuzi mawungena nje kubonakala ukwangena sibanibani ngephunga libi ngoba uphungukile uhambile ekhaya ushintshe nokushintsha impahla yini indaba na inhliziyo yetshe.
There are parents who have a problem. Their children, they leave and they do not know when those children will come back. Maybe it is the weekend. They are gone for a few days. And wherever their child goes, they don't bath. So they have this evil stench that goes along with them. And that is what God wants to do. He wants to remove this heart of stone.
Izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi, uma uNkulunkulu esebenza, ufuna ukudala umgwaqo. Ehlano kwadule la kungahambi khona umuntu ufuna ukudala ingadi ogwadule endaweni engahlali umuntu.
And that is what God's word tells us, that Jesus wants to open a way in the wilderness, there where there is nothing growing. He wants to transform it into a garden, into something which is beautiful, where people can walk through.
Langekho khona manzi, langaphuzwa khona manzi, langacabangi khona ukuthi koba khona manzi. UNkulunkulu ufuna ukwakha ingadi yakhe khona, ufuna ukuveza manzi kuleyo ndawo okwaziwa ukuthi awekho amanzi la.
In a place where there will never be water, and it does not seem like there can be water, God wants to change that place. Transform it into something wonderful, something that has water and that blossoms.
Mhlobo wami, koze kube nini impilo yakho kuyihlane. Kwamatshe, kungameva, akukho okuphilayo khona ohlangana nawe akanakho ukuphila kuyoba nini uphila leyo mpilo.
My friend, how long will it be a wilderness where people come and all they find is rocks, thorns, and there's no life there where you find yourself?
Tomazana, uNkulunkulu ubheka Esther, ubheka abantu abasemathubeni okwenza izinto zibe ngcono. Uzoqhamuka nini wena? Uzovela nini? Uqasheleni lapho uqashe khona na?
Girls, God is looking for Esthers. Who are those that will get up and they will do something and they will be alive there where they live?
UNkulunkulu ufuna abantu abazoba oEsteri, abazosindisa abantu bakubo, baphume basinde ezonweni zabo, njengoba noEsteri wasukuma, wakhipha imiyalelo okumele ukuba iye kubantu bakubo amaJuda ukuba mawenzeni, yena uzokwenzani.
God wants those Esthers to rise up, to make a difference, to change people, show them the way to salvation. As Esther did, she got up and she was able to account for the Jewish people.
UEsther uthi qoqana abantu, bahlanganiseni, abazile, bangadli lutho, bangaphuzi lutho, insuku ezintathu. Uthi nami neyintombi zami lapha yikho khona lokho sizokwenza.
Esther got up and said, tell the people to fast, to pray for 3 days. I will do the same together with those that are with me in my room.
UEsther waqonda isikhathi okumele ukuba izinto zenzeke ngayo akumele asukume ngaso.
Esther understood the time where she had to act, where she had to stand up.
Wayalolo umlayelo kusukunyweni manje nakho kumele bakwenziwe. Tshelani bonke abangamaJuda bazile ukudla izinsuku ezintathu bangadli bangaphuzi lutho. Nami ngikukho lokho. Ubani owaziyo ukuthi uNkulunkulu akana kusiza na?
There was the command. She was able to give direction. Say, people, let us fast and pray for 3 days. I will do the same. And who says that the Lord will not save us?
Uyakhumbula mhlobo ukuthi kumele ukuba sibe semthandazweni. Ubalulekile umthandazo. Kubalulekile ukuba sithobe phambi kaNkulunkulu. Usakwenza nje khona lokho.
Friends, the importance of prayer, to humble ourselves, to bow down before God. Are we still doing that?
Usayinika ithuba lokuthandaza kodwa?
Do you give yourself a chance to pray?
Usayinika ithuba lokulungisa indaba yakho noNkulunkulu?
Do you give yourself the opportunity to make your life right with God?
Impilo yakho izoba ihlane kuze kube nini?
How long will your life be a wilderness?
Kuyoba nini angekho amanzi, ingekho impilo kuleli hlane lempilo oyithola kulona na ngalesi sikhathi?
Where there will be no water, no life in this wilderness that your life is now.
Njengamanje awazani noNkulunkulu, okomhlaba kukuthathile, kuqedile. Uzoba sehlane kuze kube nini mhlobo wami na?
This wilderness in your life, that which is of the world has overtaken you and there's nothing of God. How long will you live in this wilderness?
Kodwa buka inhliziyo kaNkulunkulu. Ngifuna ukususa lelitshe. Ngifuna ukususa lenhliziyo elikhuni. Ngifuna ukufaka inhliziyo ethambile. Kudaleki ingadi ehlane. Qhamuka imthombo yamanzi aphilayo azophilisa lengadi okutshalwe kule ngadi.
Let us see what Jesus wants to do. Remove this hard heart of stone and transform your life into a flourishing garden where there are fountains of living water and where God prospers.
Kuba njalo uma sizinikele kulo Jesu, sizinikele emandleni akhe, sizinikele ekusebenzeni kwakhe ngombusa kaNkulunkulu.
It is so. If we give our lives to this Jesus, if we humble ourselves, that by His grace He can do this work. Because this does not just happen any old how. Jesus tells us that truly, truly, If you are not born again, you shall not see the kingdom of heaven.
Uma ungenakuzalwa kabusha ngeke ukuzwe nalokho okukhulunywayo vele ngoba kugcwele inhliziyo yetshe. Vuma kukhishwe leli lelitshe kubonakala umuntu ozelwe kubonakala eqaleka ingadi entsha labe kungekho khona amanzi sekukhona amanzi obengathi kufile sekuyaphila kukhona ukuvusile.
If you are not born again, of course you won't even know what and understand what is said because your heart is a heart of stone, and that is why the Lord wants to do this work, transform you, make you your life into something that is alive. And everything which is of the old needs to pass away. That of the world that has filled your heart, may it be taken away, may it be in the past, may that which is evil which was in there, may it be gone so that God can come in. Through the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son sent by God, that we can also get this salvation. God wants you to meet up with this grace so that when this grace works in your life, it is transformed. There needs to be a transformation of your life, a change in your life, and it is possible through the blood of our Lord
Jesus.
And then there's a desire to read God's word, because God's word is life. God's word is that which is of heaven, because your life has changed. You are surprised. Why do I live the way I do? You are amazed by the music that you listen to. Judge yourself by the music that you listen to. Who listens to it?
The music you play, you can put your heart into it.
The music that you listen to, does it point to that you have a heart of flesh or that you still have a heart of stone? Do you feel yourself at home, at ease, if you listen to that music? It is not surprising that your heart is so hard. It is not surprising that you do not hear and understand that of God, because that which you feed your heart, that is what comes out. Jesus wants you to receive this new heart that humbles and bows down to that which is of God.
And God's word
becomes as sweet as honey to you. Because before, when your heart was still hard, you read God's word and you did not understand it. Now you read God's word and things are revealed to you. It is so sweet to you. It is life-giving to you.
Ingadi, sekukhona ingadi ehlane. Sekukhona ithelo ebengeke sibe khona ehlane. Sekukhona amanzi ehlane. Sekukhona okuphilayo ehlane. UJesu kuphela owazi ukwenza njalo.
There is a garden in the wilderness. There are fruit. It is pleasant for people to see. There is life in the wilderness. Only Jesus can do that.
Uma sesisekholweni sihamba ngokweqiniso siyakufumana okunjengalokho.
If we have given our lives to the Lord in faith and God has done his work, that is possible.
Yena usilethele ukusha impilo entsha. Konke kuvele kushintshe ukuphefumula okusha, konke kube kusha njoba lishizwe leNkosi bheka ngenza konke kube kusha.
Jesus is able to transform you, to change you, because as Jesus has told us, behold, I have made everything new.
Incwadini yamahubo isahluko sokuqala.
In Psalm chapter 1,
evesini lesithathu.
In the third verse,
usilinganisela njengomuthi otshalwe eduze komfula.
He likens it to a tree planted by streams of water.
Isihlahla sesithelo esitshalwe eduze komfula.
A tree planted by streams of water.
Silulisela impande zaso nanga amanzi aseduze emfuleni.
Its roots go deep and they go to the stream.
Noma kusebusika, noma kunomoya, noma kunjani, bonakala ngamaqabunga ahlaza.
Be it in winter time, be it in storms, there you see those branches and you see the leaves, they are green.
Amaqabunga ahlaza mahle.
Green leaves are beautiful.
Lesihlahla silethe ithelo ngesikhathi esifaneleyo.
And they bring fruit at the right time.
Lezi ithelo esiletha ngesikhathi esifaneleyo.
These fruit that yield in its season.
Amaqabunga ahlaza.
And it has green leaves.
Uyawubona umehluko umntwana kaNkulunkulu.
You will see the different child of God.
Uma sisondelene noJesu.
If we are close to our Jesus.
Uma sesikwenza kuyintando kaNkulunkulu.
Doing that which is the will of God.
Impande zethu ixhunywe kuye yena ongumthombo wokuphila.
Our roots attach to him who is our spring of living water.
Ziyaqhamuka ithelo.
Fruit yield.
Okungithinta kakhulu kuthiwa noma umuntu esemdala.
What touched me is that even if someone is old,
noma umuntu esemdala akusuhamba ngeminyaka la la kusebenza khona intando kaNkulunkulu kuzovele kubonakale noma emdala kodwa sihlaza amaqabunga akhe. Uthando likaNkulunkulu likhule njengaye. Uyashisekela iNkosi, uyayithanda iNkosi. Ingani impande zakhe zenabele lapha ya. La kukhona lo mthombo wokuphila esuthola ngoJesu.
A person's age does not matter, because if those roots are in Jesus, those leaves are green, there is life, there is life for all the world to see.
Boma, bobaba, bogogo. Noma usumdala kanjani. Kubonakala ugogo emthanda uNkulunkulu hayi ugogo onama complaints sukele kuseni lize liyoshona ilanga uya complain njengezinto akukho nje okuhle akubona kwenzeka inkinga yokufika ebudaleni siqaphele ebudaleni bethu ukuba sibonakale singabantu abatshalwe eduze komfula iqabunga lakhona lihlaza njalo nezithelo zakhona zimnandi kungashiki ukuthi awusemuhle lomuthi isithelo sala sesihle ngoba hayi vele usumdala.
If we look at our grandfathers and our grandmothers, the life that you live, is it, do we have green leaves? Do we have fruit? Or are you now old and you have your aches and your pains and you complain from the morning till night? Or is your life, are your roots rooted into this stream of living water which is the Lord and that your life is evergreen at any time? The leaves do not wither. They are always green. Showing life. Showing love.
Lezi mpawu zomuntu olokuphila ziyabonakala noma usumdala kangakanani. Ha, lo muntu omdala lo uyamthanda uNkulunkulu.
The fruit of the Spirit that we read of in Galatians are evident at all times. Even if someone is old in age, you are able to see that they love their Lord.
Noma semdala kangakanani siyavela lezi ithelo. Kuyabonakala lokhu kuphila. Ebudaleni bomuntu usahamba noNkulunkulu uphila naye uyamlalela yilokho okudinga ukuba sikwenze.
However old they find themselves, these fruit they are evident to all for all to see. They live for the Lord with all their heart, whatever time of their life.
Kuthiwa khona konke okwenzayo lo muntu uyaphumelela ngoba impande zakhona zigxile lapha ya la kukhona khona ukuphila.
In all that he does, he prospers. And that is because his roots are entrenched in there where there is life.
Limnandi ivangeli, imnandi indaba kaNkulunkulu, ngoba icacile nengane encane yezwa ukuthi kuyikuphi uNkulunkulu akushoyo.
The gospel is sweet. It is wonderful because even a child can understand what it is about.
We
need to live for the Lord. Because even among us, brethren, we see that there are those that are withering, that the fruit are not evident for everyone to see. You see some brethren where there is a bit of a fruit, but it is all shriveled up. And it is evident because those roots are not in the Lord. There is still something that has come in and that has caused that fruit to
wither. Azona poison. Ntwana kaNkulunkulu amazo wakhuluma kwabanye abantu ayabaphilisa noma upoison. Mangabe upoison iphenduka mntaka baba, phenduka kuleyo ndlela ngoba kusiyindawo umele ukuthi ube kuyona, bekumele kube khona ingadi ehlane enamanzi elethela abantu ukuphila asebengena ukufa mabehlangana nathi.
This tree that is planted by the streams of water, the fruit yields for all to see. But what comes out of your mouth? If there's poison that comes out of your mouth, then you need to take action because you are withering away. You are not in the Lord.
Umuthula nokuthula kulesi skhathi Esther basopho inkinga abazongena kuyona abajuda nawe ungakhohlwa ukuthi nawe uzoba phakathi kuyona.
Esther, if you remain silent in the time as this, that which will happen to the Jews will also happen to you.
Ungayitshela ukuthi hayi mina ngiyahamba kungihambela kahle ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Uma unganyakazi kube khona okwenzayo uzobhubha nababhubhayo.
Don't say, no, I am fine. I am a child of God. If you remain standing still, you will perish together with the others. And that is why Esther got up. And she said, I will act. If I perish, I perish. I rather perish with the children of God than to remain in the palace together with those that do not serve God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much to Baba Ngubane for those words. We thank the Lord for people who can teach us how to live in these times. And who are not afraid to tell us exactly how things stand. So, can you pray, please? Just one announcement. The next service will be 3 o'clock this afternoon. And then again at 7 o'clock tonight. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for these words. Lord, words that come straight from your mouth. Lord, if we remain silent in this time, the salvation of your people will come from somewhere, but we will perish.
Ilona loyo Nkosi la ekhona uzwile sizwile Nkosi ukuthi usikhethile wasikhethela isikhathi sinjengalizo.
Lord, each of us have heard. You've chosen us. You've chosen the time in which we live.
Siyacela Nkosi usiphe isibindi ukuba sisukume sikwenze ekufanele sikwenze.
Lord, we ask you to give us the courage that we can stand up and do what we are supposed to.
Makukhona Nkosi okusithena amandla kukhona izono ezisicindezelayo. Sizithintithe siye endaweni efanele sizidalule sizilethe phambi kwakho ukuze sihlanze kuzona.
And if there is something in our lives that brings grief to you, some sin, help us to go to the right place to bring that to the light and to make it right.
Uze Nkosi sigijime singamabutho angaxhugi amabutho angena meve ezinyaweni sihambe sibanguliwe sigijime empini sikulwele.
Lord, that we would not be soldiers that get tired or have lead in their feet, but that we can carry on for your kingdom. Lord, for each one that has heard, give them no peace if there's something that separates them from you. Be with us now as we part. Continue to work in our lives. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.